I hadn't seen Martin for well over, I've no idea how many years, so many years that it doesn't matter. Let's say 20 years. If it had been 10 years, would that have made it different? Yeah, it's about 20 years without seeing him. Maybe a third of a lifetime. When I arrived at his house, he wasn't in. That much I knew ahead of time. This was organised. It had to be organised, given that living in Santos and Sydney, we'd managed to put as much distance between us as possible while still on planet Earth. Sarah welcomed me. We sat in the kitchen. Where else? All the best stuff takes place in kitchens. We caught up. It was as if I'd just dropped in for a coffee on my way to the market. The trip had taken 50 hours, and I felt quite fantastic. I wasn't on my way to the market. I was on my way to Melbourne to see Sarah and run the half marathon. I hadn't seen Sarah since university. This trip is starting to sound like I'd been diagnosed with something, but the truth is, I just decided it was time to see the people. I'm slow, but I get there. Martin arrived from another business trip, and we did the hugs. All that time just didn't exist. It was utterly irrelevant. We were immediately back in the groove we enjoyed way back in Rotherhithe, South London, just out in the adult world for the first time. The next day, we went for a walk along the spectacular coastline, passing an outdoor swimming pool that was washed over by the sea. We had lunch in a simple little place. We enjoyed flavours not on the menu. Life is a feast.